Axton Betts Hamilton is an expert on identity theft. The issue hits close to home because her own identity was stolen when she was just a child. In this week's Criminal Podcast, host Phoebe Judge tells the story of Axton's crusade against identity theft and the discovery of her own perpetrator. Criminals recorded at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge joins me. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Who's Axton Betts Hamilton?
Well, she's a consumer studies professor at Eastern Illinois University. She grew up an only child in Indiana with her parents, and when she was a child, the family's mail began to disappear, even after the family got a post office box to try to stop this. And then in college, Axton realized that it wasn't just her parents' identities that had been stolen, it was also hers.
How did Axton find out her identity had been stolen?
She was trying to set up electricity for her new apartment. The power company came back and said she had bad credit. She didn't know what that meant or how that could be. She asked for her credit report, and she found out that someone had been taking out loans and credit cards in her name for years and years. The report was 10 pages long, and her credit score was 380.
There was a bell curve underneath the words, "Your credit score is 380," and that bell curve showed that my credit score was in the second percentile of all credit scores in the nation.
So what'd you do about it?
Well, she went to the police, but the police didn't do much. She became so passionate about the subject that both her master's and her PhD research was about identity theft in children, and started to kind of advocate for those children whose identities had been stolen.
When you have poor credit and you are interacting with the financial industry in any capacity, whether it's to buy a car, obtain a loan on a home, etc., you are looked at like you are some sort of deadbeat.
How'd she find out who'd been ruining her credit?
After her mother died, Axton's father confronted Axton about a credit card bill. Her father had found the statement in her mother's files with Axton's birth certificate. And Axton realized she'd never taken out that credit card. And right then it all clicked. Axton's mother was an accountant. She understood how to move money. And she had never had her identity stolen. Axton's mother had stolen the whole family's identity. And what they realized over the next few months is that her mother had racked up $500,000 in debt.
Because of this experience, Dad and I were definitely grieving those first 2 weeks until we discovered all of this. And the grieving process stopped and has never restarted. And it's been over 3 years. And the best way I can explain it is, how can you grieve for someone that you obviously didn't know?
You can hear so much more about Axton Betts Hamilton's discovery of her identity thief and the fallout of her investigation into her mother's double life on this week's Criminal Podcast. Phoebe, thanks for coming in today.
Happy to do it.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast. It's recorded here at WUNC.